Bedenhall.
Let's get perspective on this beautiful shore town with Museum Education Director in Cape May for the Mid-Atlantic Center for the Arts and Humanities, Dr. Bob Heinle. Dr. Bob, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
It's my pleasure. Welcome to Cape May.
Well, thank you. You are a retired history professor. Unfortunately, we don't have an hour. We're going to do this quick. So let's not go all the way back to 1620 and one Dutch captain, Cornelius Jacobson May. What do you say we fast forward to when Cape May earned its reputation as the oldest seashore resort in the nation?
Starting in the late 1700s, people started to come down here to, as the Victorians would say, resort, not take a vacation, but resort. And really, it started building from that time. By the early 1800s, we had several large hotels. Then when we got into the Victorian era, 1837 to 1914, that was our first golden age here. We were really the first of the South Jersey seaside resorts.
And long before Camp David, presidents came here.
Yes, many of them. Some of the not so well-known Victorian presidents, but those presidents were weak presidents by design. Congress was supposed to have the power, and the president was the chief executive in just that. His job was to carry out the will of the Congress back
but
then.
But we digress. Let's stay on topic with Cape May. And when you mention hotels, there begat a spate of fires. Of course, the great one in 1878. But in 1856, fire consumed what was then apparently the world's largest seaside hotel at the time?
Yes, the Mount Vernon. And that was the first of a rich tradition of fires in Cape May, I might add, in previous centuries. And it was the only one that had fatalities, and the only one that we really know who started it. A disgruntled employee, probably to cover up the murder of his former boss. And from there, we moved on to all sorts of fires.
Well, a perfect prescription for fire, wooden structures and coal and gas and
open
wind.
Open flame.
An underfunded fire department.
Underfunded fire department. Always wind here on the end of the peninsula to spread it. And so throughout the era, and really even up with less frequency, up until the latest was the 1970s, we had a major fire in one of our hotels here.
But the town that we enjoy so much with its Victorian structures paradoxically owes a lot to that great fire of 1878.
Yes, because we rebuilt tremendously after that, and people came back down to Cape May. And we again had a tremendous, this was the place to go.
Until railroads and roads came in, and then Atlantic City was far more convenient for Philadelphians and New Yorkers, et cetera.
Because we're all the way down here at the end of the peninsula. When you traveled by steamship or sailing ship, this was a most convenient location. But overland, you folks probably noticed, it's a little more challenging to get here.
Until the Garden State Parkway came in the mid-50s.
Exactly. That was a blessing. And the parkway, the development of the Cape May Lewis Ferry all coincided in the 1970s into Cape May's Victorian Renaissance, when once again we became a booming resort. And part of the key to that was what you were mentioning earlier, the idea of developing activities in the shoulder seasons. Cape May pioneered that as well.
It was in the 70s when Cape May was added to the National Register of History.
That was a key moment. The preservationists back then, some of whom are still alive in Cape May and getting to enjoy the benefits of their work still, were very much visionaries, and they had the foresight to restore many, many of our structures. We have over 600 restored Victorian structures here.
And we certainly invite listeners to come on down during this beautiful weather and well into the fall season to take advantage of it. Dr. Bob Heinle, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
And thank you for coming to Cape May.
Indeed. Dr. Bob Heinle is Museum Education Director in Cape May for the Mid-Atlantic Center for the Arts and Humanities. He's also a living history interpreter for Dr. Emlyn Fizik. We'll save that for our next visit to Cape May.